Witam Państwa. Rośliny w mowie potocznej. Kończy się lato, przestały kwitnąć róże, liście na drzewach zaczynają zmieniać kolory i już niedługo opadną. Ale kwiaty, liście i drzewa pozostają w mowie potocznej przez cały rok. Oto przykłady. W miarę możliwości dam polskie odpowiedniki. A bed of roses. Życie usiane różami. She wanted her life to be a bed of roses. Everything to be easy and comfortable. To hit the hay. It's late. I'm tired, so I'm going to hit the hay. To turn over a new leaf. He decided to turn over a new leaf and not make the same mistakes again. He will start a new and better life. To bark up a wrong tree. You're barking up a wrong tree. You should blame Mr. Fox for the problem, not me. To nip something in the bud. To stop a problem when it's still small. To beat around the bush. Po polsku, dookoła Wojtek. Stop beating around the bush and answer my question, yes or no. What do you say? What do you say when you blame somebody who is not at fault? I'm waiting. What do you say? You are barking up a wrong tree. What do you say when someone is wasting your time by not giving a direct answer? I'm waiting. What do you say? He or she is beating around the bush. What do you say? When her friends think her life is easy and comfortable. I'm waiting. What do you say? Her life is a bed of roses. 13-year-old Susan started using her makeup. Her mother took away her cell phone to punish her. The mother wanted to do what? What do you say? I'm waiting. The mother wanted to nip the problem in the bud. Mark decided to eat a healthier diet and to exercise more. What did he decide to do? What do you say? Mark decided to turn over a new leaf. What do you say? I need to get some rest after a busy day. What do I need to do? What do you say? I need to hit the hay. Tyle na dzisiaj. Do usłyszenia. Kłaniam się. Anna Gertler.